FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Michael W. Smith sometime every Christmas. Hi, good morning and happy Tuesday. Liam and Fred with you, 7:05.
Music is better when it's shared, and weeknights from 8 to 10, the music is up to you. It's the WJTL Request Show. Caitlin is your host tonight. Email, message her on Facebook, or you can even call in with your song selection. The WJTL Request Show is brought to you by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. It's your music, your night, right here on WJTL.
Our very special guest today, our friend Patty Estep is here. Patty, the executive director of Anchor Lancaster. Patty, good morning.
Good morning.
We always look forward to you coming. You always bring a ray of sunshine. Is there anyone you'd like to say good morning to?
Absolutely. I'd love to say good morning to my two youngest grandchildren who I know are up and listening. So good morning, Pia, and good morning, Eric.
And what do Eric and Pia call you?
They call me Nana.
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 That's awesome. And they're staying with you for a couple days.
They are. They have been with me for a few days, and my sweet husband is with them right now.
What a wonderful thing to have happen at Christmas.
Yes.
I love that. Anchor Lancaster, you guys have got to be busier than ever. Tell us what you're doing.
Yes. So, we are busier than ever. And, you know, one of our goals is to go out of business. But yes, the need is so great. Yeah. And we serve breakfast every Monday through Friday, 52 weeks out of the year. And we will be there on Christmas Day.
Bless you. And you will be there on Christmas Day.
I will be there on Christmas Day.
God bless you. That is awesome. Yes. Yeah, what's that like to serve on Christmas Day? What? Tell us a little bit about the experiences you've had.
Sure. So we know that our neighbors are still hungry on holidays, and it is just such a joy to serve them. And I think they come in even just feeling more joyous, knowing that it is a holiday. And it's a chance to just love on them. And we will also offer our daily showers on Christmas Day, and our day center will also be open.
Amazing. So what time does your day start for your organization making breakfast every day for so many people?
That's a great question. So my first employee shows up around 5:30, 5:45, turns the lights on, gets things going. The kitchen manager comes in around 6:30. I'm usually there between 6:30 and 7, and we get breakfast going, and we have amazing volunteers. We could never do it without our volunteers.
How many volunteers would you say you have maybe in like a year's time that are working with you?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I'm going to say, So we have about 60 regular volunteers.
Okay.
Not that the others are irregular, but we have consistent volunteers.
Consistent's a great word.
Consistent volunteers
that
come each week. So each day we have 8 to 10 volunteers that help the kitchen manager serve breakfast.
It's amazing. In addition to breakfast and showers, what else is Anchor Lancaster doing?
So our big thing is we added the day center. It used to be just a seasonal day center, but the need was so great. And we actually outgrew our space. And so we were just praying and searching for a new place. And last year, another agency in the city opened an overnight shelter. And we were just so excited that we decided, Connor, who is second in command, Connor and I went and volunteered every Thursday night last winter. And while we were there, I was just like, the Holy Spirit started turning. And I'm like, I wonder if we could bring our day center here. So we moved our day center last January for 1 week, and we're still there.
Amazing. So you're open all the time?
Monday through Friday, 52 weeks out of the year, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what happens at the day center?
Sure. So the day center, and we are moving toward permanency in our day center, so we've started some construction there. And we have beds, and the beds are mostly for people who have slept outside, who have a place then to lay their head, but more for people who work third shift.
Okay.
My case managers work really hard to get people into employment, and we look for third shift jobs because people generally can make a little more, but then there's nowhere for them to lay their head during the day. So we offer them a bed where they can sleep, so then they're ready to go to their third shift job the next day. We also open the doors for medical staff to come and work with our guests. They come to breakfast, and they also come to the day center. We offer snacks, coffee, and a chance to work with not only our caseworkers, but caseworkers with other agencies.
I love that. I'm hearing from many other organizations that this past year has been a challenge. Have you found the same?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, with SNAP benefits not coming in on time, that really affected our guests, and people were really hungry. Plus, rents are going up so high, and people really cannot afford housing in Lancaster.
Right. Yeah. Amazing. How can our listeners help? How can we pray?
Okay. Well, you certainly can pray for our staff, because it's hard, hard work. And there is burnout. It's a real thing. And so you could really just pray for steadfastness for our staff, and that we stay close to the Lord.
Yeah.
And for our volunteers who just give so graciously, just pray for them. And then mostly for our guests, the needs are great. And we just pray that God can work, and that we can help them with whatever their need is.
Yeah. If listeners want to give, or if they want to volunteer, can they do that online?
Absolutely. So if they would like to volunteer, they can email Kelly, it's K-E-L-L-Y, at anchorlancaster.org. And Kelly handles all the volunteers, which I am so grateful
for.
Go
Kelly.
Yeah, go Kelly. Thank you, Lord, for Kelly.
Yes.
And to give, there are several ways. You can give on our website at anchorlancaster.org, or you can mail us a check made out to Anchor Lancaster. Our address is 29 East Walnut Street in Lancaster City.
Wonderful. AnchorLancaster.org. Check it out. We're going to talk more with Patty coming up, so we invite you to stick around. Reliant K, blessing offer, and more Christmas tunes, too.